Listening Library presents The Trolls by Polly Horvath. Aunt Sally arrives. The week before, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson were to leave Tenderly, Ohio, for the somewhat more bustling metropolis of Paris. Their babysitter, who had just returned from far-off climes herself, came down with a mild case of bubonic plague and called tearfully to say she didn't want to spread the buboes around. "Oh, dear, take care of yourself," said Mrs. Anderson, "and don't worry, I'm sure we can find someone." "Well, call me if you really get stuck," said the babysitter. "I'm sure we won't," said Mrs. Anderson hastily and hung up. She wrung her hands and told Mr. Anderson the bad news. He immediately began phoning everyone he could think of. No one was available. Even the babysitting agencies were all booked up. Melissa Anderson, 10 years old, Amanda Anderson, 8 years old, and Pee-wee Anderson, 6 years old, watched their parents, Mr. and Mrs. Anderson, pace around the living room waving their non-refundable tickets. "Well, this is a fine kettle of fish," said Mrs. Anderson. "What about a kennel?" said Pee-wee. "Are you going to put us in a kennel?" "No," said Mr. Anderson, "we are not." "Kennels are for dogs," said Melissa, who always knew everything. "She said kettle," said Amanda, who often knew everything. "Oh," said Pee-wee, who knew nothing and led the life of a worm. Mr. and Mrs. Anderson told the children that they needed grown-up time to work things out. They made Melissa, Amanda, and Pee-wee go to bed early, went into the living room, and shut the door. The Anderson children crept downstairs.